Morning, we have a little time left for us. But 1 minute is enough for the Lord to speak to us. And He will speak to us. I said He will speak to us. I wanted to turn your Bible with me into the book of St. Matthew chapter number 11. The Gospel according to St. Matthew chapter number 11. I'd like to read the last three verses, starting from verse 28 down through verse 30. Matthew chapter number 11, verse 28 through verse 30. It says thus, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." Come unto me. Let's look at that word. He says, come unto me. Come unto me. Do you know that anywhere there is an invitation by the Lord Jesus in the Bible, it was never to come unto an organization. It's never to come unto a church. God is not calling you to a church. God is not calling you into a movement. God is not calling you into any organization. He is calling you unto Himself. If God calls you and you go to the wrong place, God is not there. In the book of 1 Samuel, we read about the call of God upon a man called Samuel when he was young. God called Samuel, but he went unto man. The first time God called Samuel, he never heard the call of God before. He heard someone called him, but he went unto man. Every invitation of Jesus has been come unto me. It's not come unto the church. If you have received a call of God in your life, and you have run into an organization or a denomination to fulfill that call, you have run into a wrong place. Every time Jesus had the opportunity to talk to people in the Bible, he always tells them, "Follow me." Each and every one of the disciples that Jesus called, he says, "Follow me." A rich young ruler came to Jesus. He said, "Good master, what shall I do to inherit eternal life?" Jesus knew what he wanted. He wanted religion. Amen. And Jesus told him, you know what the law says? Honor your father and your mother. And Jesus read out the laws. Excuse me. And what did the young man say? He said, "All these things I have what? I have observed from my youth." And Jesus looked at him and he loved him. And he said, "One thing needful." There is only one thing remaining in your life. Go and sell everything that you have. And that is not enough. Then come and do what? Follow me. He didn't say follow the disciples. Me. He says, "I am the way." The church is not the way. Christianity is not the way. It is Jesus that is the way. I was in a wakeup funeral yesterday, and it's so astounding. I just blessed the man of God that preached there. I know that so many pastors, if they have their way, they were going to stone him. The pastors will stone him if they had the opportunity. Because it was a funeral and everyone was dressed in their cassock and clergy dress and everything was going well according to the order of religion, Christianity and denomination. Everything was fine. Now everything was fine until they gave the microphone to this man. And the man spoke, he actually preached in the Yoruba language. And the man said something, and I was blessing the Lord, because when the Lord gives you a revelation, and it's a personal revelation that you did not read from nowhere, and you don't know whether it's correct or not, except that you have the witness of the Holy Spirit in your heart, and you see some other people from nowhere saying the same thing, confirming what the Lord has told you in the corner of your room, then it tells you that the Holy Spirit is doing something. And this man started, and he said, Esimeta Lowa. He said, Esin Abalaye, Esin Musulumi, Ati Esin Onigbagbo. And he said something that you have all been familiar with, because I've said this several times here. He said, all religion leads to hell, including Christian religion. But you know, he said it in such a poetic way that makes you to appreciate what he's saying. And he said it in Yoruba. He said, Esin. Only entoba shesin. Yo shesin. Amen. He said, Esin. Esin. Isn't that correct? Many of us, we are like Samuel. If Eli was a bad master or a bad pastor or a priest, and many people in life, I've seen many pastors truly called of God. The Lord has called them and they have run into denomination. And denomination has exploited them and made them to be pastors of churches, whereas God is calling them to himself, not to the church. The Bible says, Jesus, he called the disciples to himself. Amen. One of the greatest evil that has ever happened into Christianity is making people to be committed to the church and no commitments to Jesus. If you do not know Jesus, it does not matter what degree of title that you have chosen to burden yourself with. It goes nowhere. Amen. Jesus told this rich young ruler, he said, go and sell everything that you have. Then come and follow me. The question I want to ask you, brothers and sisters, this morning is that, do you follow Jesus? Matthew that we read, he said, come unto me. I know that churches today, they invite people to come into the great crusade to come and meet Jesus. The Jesus that most of the time, the Jesus is not there, because he was never given the invitation. Amen. I want to charge you, brothers today and sisters, that he says, come unto me. I know that many of us, we have accepted the call, but we have run to man. And man has given us work to do in the church, and we have been committed to that church. We have been committed to what man has given us charge to do. But Jesus is calling us unto himself. He says, come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. We are here this morning, we have different thoughts going on in our minds. We have questions that are begging for answers. We have things we are thinking about that we do not have solution to. My prayer is that the Lord will meet everyone at the point of their needs this morning in Jesus' name. But Jesus cannot meet with you, he cannot meet you at the point of your need if you don't go to him. Go to him. And many of us, we leave our home this morning, we say we are going to church. Church is the gathering of people who have gone to him. If all of us do not know him, our gathering is in vain. We must know him. Look at where we read in the Bible study. Paul says, that I may know him. Not the church at Jerusalem. Paul did not have anything. Listen, you can be close to the pastor, you can be close to the authority. If you do not know him, it's in vain. Praise God. I want to look into your life and make sure that what you are doing is not religion. Religion takes you nowhere. Religion does not take you anywhere. Religion does not take you to heaven. Religion takes men to hell. And there is no religion that is better than one another. There is no difference between someone who practices Christian religion and someone who practices Shango. Religion is religion. All religion leads to hell, whether it is Christianity or Islam. Everything leads to hell. The only thing that leads to God is Jesus. He said, I am the way. Jesus is the way. And you need to ask yourself, do I know him? Paul says that I may know him. Everything that was, every desire of Paul, everything that Paul ever wanted was to know Christ. Now, if we are to give every one of us a microphone, and it is not going to be you talking, it's going to be your spirit talking, we will see this morning that what you need. Let our spirit talk, not you, your spirit. The truth. Why are you here? For breakthrough, for miracles, for blessings, for healing. All those things are good. But it's only, we want those things, but the one that can give us is the one we don't go to. He says, come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden. He says, I will give you rest. My yoke is easy, but there is a yoke. My burden is light, but there is a burden. There is a burden you have to carry. There is a yoke you have to carry. Now, the word yoke can be translated as commandment. Many people have gone to Jesus. You know, there are so many cases in the Bible that Jesus Christ, they asked Jesus, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? If you get home, go and search for that word. Everyone that ever asked Jesus, what shall I do to enter into eternal life? See the answer Jesus gave them. Look at the answer Jesus gave them. Amen. Praise the Lord. Commandment. He said, if you love me, you will keep my commandment. What am I telling you this morning? I know there are challenges. We have challenges. I know we have needs. I know we desire to serve God. But the only way to serve God is through Jesus. It's not about even giving your life to him alone that matters. Amen. He says, come unto me. Number one, and he said, take my yoke. Many people, they have come to Jesus, but they have not taken his yoke upon them. He said, take my yoke. After you have taken his yoke, then learn of me. Come to me, take my yoke, then learn of me. True religion or Christianity is not just doing church. Have you come to Jesus? Amen. I think we were talking a while ago, recently, and we were talking about making it into heaven. Amen. I said amen. Amen. Do you know that this rich young ruler, when Jesus told him to go and do all those things, and the man said, I have been doing them. And what was the next thing Jesus told him? He said, what? Sell all you have. Yes. He said, sell all that you have. And give it to the poor. No. He said, sell all that you have. Give it to the poor. Then you will what? No. There is something there that I want us to... I'm closing now. There is something there I want us to take note of. Praise God. Do you know what it means to inherit eternal life? Do you know you can get to heaven and you don't inherit eternal life? Okay, when they say something is an inheritance, what does it mean? Okay, let me ask, because of our time, let me quickly say that. Jesus told this man, he said, sell all that you have and give it to the poor. Then you will have... It's not eternal life. It's not even internal life or external life. He said, then you will have treasure. Amen. Then you will have treasures in heaven. The man was qualified. He asked him, what can I do? And Jesus told him, fulfill the commandment. You are qualified to have eternal life. And he said, I have been doing it. He said, go and sell all that you have. You are qualified for eternal life, but you have no treasure for now. Getting into eternal life does not translate into having treasure there. It is what you do that gives you treasure. Amen. The Bible says that we shall be judged by the works. Reward. I've been saying it. Reward is going to be by the works of our hands. It's not by your belief in Jesus. Your belief in Jesus will take you to heaven, but you can get to heaven empty. No wonder the Bible says it is good to go to the house of mourning than to the house of rejoicing. One day at the house of mourning will solve every problem. In fact, we make your head to be correct. If you know that today is your last day on earth, what is it that you will have wished you did that you have not done right now? When Dorcas died, they were telling Jesus what Dorcas did for them. See what she did. See what she sold. As young as you are, how many lives have you affected? Listen, my wife and I were discussing yesterday. Do you know that a lot of ministers, and no wonder Paul said that I watch myself so that after I have preached to others, I myself will not be a castaway. Listen, I remember sometimes when I travel and the Lord spoke to me, he said, many ministers of God will not make heaven. Do you know what we do? We truly minister to people in words to take them to heaven. But do you know that what will give us treasure in heaven is what we do, not what we say? Amen. Truly, you are impacting life. I come to this place, I preach, I go to Ghana, I preach, I go all over the world, I preach. The reward is not going to be by what you preach, but by what you do. Jesus was talking about the Samaritan. Do you know the greatest commandment according to the Bible? Quickly, what did Jesus say was the greatest commandment? Love the Lord thy God with all your heart. What's the second one? Love your neighbor as yourself. That lawyer who asked Jesus, I think Luke 10, 27 or 17, that man that asked Jesus, and he said, then who is my neighbor? Are you listening to what I'm saying? The first commandment is love God. The second one is love your neighbor as yourself. If you do that, now listen. The lawyer asked him, then who is my neighbor? Jesus told him about the Samaritan. Do you know the meaning of a Samaritan? Outcast. Outcast that they have been given up. And that's why, let's say it again. Surprises go there for heaven, no. Listen to me. Listen and listen very, very well. Don't be surprised you get to heaven, you see unlikely people there. Listen. Don't be surprised. Do not let religion blind your eyes. He that believeth on the Son of God shall be saved. Salvation is not dependent on religion.
is believing Jesus, that man hung on the tree. Believe him and you will be saved. That man that hung on the tree at the right hand of Jesus, he believed Jesus and that's why he was saved. Amen. He could get to heaven empty. Praise God. Jesus told the man, he said, the Samaritan came. A Jew first came. He said, no. He went his way. Another priest came. He did not touch the man, the man that was robbed by the thief and beaten and was almost dying. He went his way. But a Samaritan came. A Samaritan, an outcast. Listen, there are so many people we think they are outcast. You will see them. If you make it to heaven, you will see them in your front. What did this man do? He bounded that wound. He took him to the hospital. He paid his hospital bill. And Jesus asked them, who then is your neighbor? Listen, let me ask you. Thank God you love God. That's why you are here. Some people are here because they love themselves. They want solution to problem. They want to escape from witches. They are looking for promotion. They are expecting the man of God to speak prophetic words over their life so that their situation will change. It's not really that they love God. Okay, let's believe that the reason why you are here is because you love God. Does your life describe the action of that Samaritan that saw someone dying and went there, bound up his wound, and took him to the hospital and paid his hospital bill? Listen, do not be deluded with the deceit of religion. Do you understand what I'm saying? And that was exactly what John the Baptist said. He said, if you do not produce fruits that are worthy, God will raise stones as children for himself. Amen. Please, let no one deceive you. You have to follow Jesus. I'm not saying that church is good, because it is when we follow Jesus and we come together that we have become the church. If people who do not follow Jesus, who do not have personal one-on-one encounter with Jesus, if they meet together, they are not Christians. If they meet together, they are not a church. There are so many people that meet, they are mere religious organization hiding under Christianity. God knows nothing about them. Jesus knows nothing about them. Don't let us deceive ourselves. Let us have personal relationship with Jesus. He says, come unto me. Let your commitment be to Jesus. Do you know the reason why people are not committed in a gathering? If they are committed to Jesus, if they love him, whatever he asks them to do, they will do it. Because he says, if you love me, you will keep my commandment. You don't need to say, oh, do this or do that. You will do it gladly and willingly, because you are doing it to Jesus. Everything you do is to Jesus. And that's why he said that, depart from me into outer darkness. You cursed. You are a cursed race. See, when I was hungry. Let me ask you. How many people that are hungry have you ever fed? I'm not emphasizing works. But I'm trying to let you know that, listen, Christianity is more than what we think it is. Just like we tell pastor, the work of a pastor is not pulpit. The work of a pastor is what he does beyond the pulpit. If you see a man that preaches well, that does not make him a pastor. It is what you do beyond the pulpit that makes you a pastor. Amen. It is not the words that you are hearing. It is what you are doing. Are you producing fruits? Are you affecting lives? It is possible for a pastor to be preaching from Japan to America and be preaching and preaching and preaching and preaching, talking, but he does not have works. What I mean by works is that, how many lives have you been able to impart? Say, when I was hungry. He didn't say, when I was down, you told me something and I did not forget. But I was hungry. Amen. Please, let us start to begin to trust the Lord for the grace that our life will give him fragrance. Otherwise, we will just be doing religion. We'll just be doing religion. A pastor can just preach and preach and preach and preach. And after he has done that, he will be a castaway. It's easy to be a castaway. The most endangered people on earth are pastors, preachers. Because they preach and preach. Just like we are talking about prosperity. Prosperity is not about what you preach. It's about what you do. If you do not give, Christianity is action. Christianity is action, not words. The kingdom of God is not in words. It is in power. It is action. What do you do? He said, I was hungry, you did not feed me. You are just talking to me. James tells us, he said, if a brother comes to you and you say, be thou warm and filled, depart. God is your strength. Oh, glory to God. I sense the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Ah! And after you have done that, you now release them. Depart in peace. May the God of all grace, may he prosper your way this week. As you are going, favor is following you. Say a big amen. And say, if you do not give them something to eat, how dwelleth the love of Christ in you? The love of Christ is not in words, it's in action. When the missionaries came, they could not even speak. But through what they were doing, people watched them. Truly, this must be people of God. And that was how they were converted. We are the epistle that people read. They don't need to hear what we are saying. Let your life, let it minister life to other people. You say something beautiful, but you do something bad. The Bible says, by their what? Fruits. Amen. What fruits are you bearing? In your neighborhood, you know that when you go and grind pepper, if you think the woman has cheated you and you think some of your pepper are still, you know how you shout, you know how your bones will be burning and your eyes will be doing like this. Ah! Me only, bah! And you only want to cheat me. And you're into my hate. You're indicating you're cheating. I don't want to turn your holy. The love of Christ in you. What you preach does not matter. Go ahead, baby. Praise the Lord. Sister, we have brought the gospel of Christ. In the book of Genesis chapter 1 and verse, it does nothing. It is your fruits. The fruits that the Samaritan man gave was the one that made Jesus to approve her. A woman, they were giving offering. A woman gave from what the abundance of, I mean, from what she all she had. Hallelujah. Please, brothers and sisters, we all live long in Jesus' name. But if you have 80 years to live and Jesus come tomorrow, everything you have not done up till now, you can never do it forever. Amen. Amen. The kingdom is not by word. The kingdom is in action. The kingdom is in action. It's not only in word. Thank God for the word. But what about your action? Treasures, having treasure in heaven. Do you know having treasure in heaven is not by belief. It's not by confession. Ah, yes. Ah, in the name of... It does not give treasure. What gives you treasure in heaven is what? It's what you do. What have you done? If the world were to end now and you are to be rewarded according to what you have done, what do you think is going to be your reward? Okay now. Amen. Please, let our life begin to bear fruits. Let it begin to send fragrance of grace unto God. He said, I was hungry, you did not feed me. I was thirsty, you did not give me water. I was destitute. Is there anybody? And listen, don't tell me you love God. Do you know the yardstick for knowing God? The Bible says, love the Lord thy God. Love the Lord thy God with all your heart. How do we know that you love the Lord thy God with all your heart? It's as long as you do it for this man. We come to church. I love you, God. God does not care about what you say that you love him. Tell him 1,000,000 times. What he does is to watch your action towards your neighbor. Do you know that you don't need to tell God you love him? Don't need to tell God you love him. Don't even say it. Amen. It's good to say it. I'm not saying that. But what I'm trying to say is that when you begin to love your neighbor, somebody that is destitute and you give him food, you know how much is in your pocket. When somebody is going hungry, you say, and you say you love God. You don't love God. That man, that woman, that your neighbor, that your friend in trouble, that your friend in problem, is the demonstration of the love that you have for God. If you do nothing for that man, you do not love God. If you don't love God, then how can you say you love your neighbor? Amen. Please, I want us to know that the kingdom is entered by action. It's by action. It's not only by what we say. We preach the gospel to bring souls to Christ. Do you understand what I'm saying? It's good to preach Christ. It's good to preach from Japan and do mission. Do you know what it will do for you? It will bring people to the kingdom. But you yourself, when you get to the kingdom, with what? When the reward is going to be given, with what? You have given people, taken to the kingdom, they are going to give you star. Praise God. Have you seen footballers when they have gone out? Does somebody understand what I'm saying? Now, as I close, let me give you one thing that will make you to understand. How many people know the man that designed the flag of Nigeria? What's the name? I can't come in. Where is he now? He's at Ekwute do Yalobe. Do you know the man grandmad? Do you know that? Do you know that this man, he was given honor? Listen, no. That's how the life of so many people are going to be in heaven. You have given honor to the kingdom in the sense that you have brought people to the kingdom. Hello? The only thing that will stand as your honor is the star they give you. Nothing. Do you know that this man brought honor to the country, but his own work did not go well? The man was he had no place to sleep. He had nobody to take care of. He was destitute, walking around. Yet he had the national honor. He hung it in his house. National honor. Some people in heaven, the only thing that we have is that in recognition of the 10 million people you have brought to heaven. The Bible says, but what did the Bible say they are going to be given? He said they will shine like the star of the firmament. And that is it. They will just give them the star. But what about your own reward, your honors? Please come to Jesus. I want you to close your eyes. You know, when we were reading that place in Philippians chapter 3, it says that I may know him. Now, if we were to open your heart right now, what prayer can we see that is uppermost in your mind? Paul said, the only thing that remains is there. He said, number one, that I may know him. Another place he says that I am guiding myself so that after I have preached to others, I myself, we preach to others, but we don't guide ourselves. I want you to pray that the Lord will give you grace this morning. Grace to come unto Jesus. When you come to Jesus, he tells you what to do. Lord, give me the grace to come to you. Give me the grace to come to you. Give me the grace to come unto you. Many things we are doing it because it's religion. Heavenly Father, this morning we ask for the grace, Lord. Lord, to see you as our everything. It is not about what people are doing, but what you are saying. Help us to see you, O God. Help us to follow you. Help us to recognize you. Help us to give you fruits. Help us to bear fruits for you. You said the tree that